Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Not a cast pod, hey Rage. Every day she'll make you say, oh my god. She got the scoop on pop culture news, so grab a drink, it ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
We're live! There we go. You guys, welcome to the show, and oh my god, what a show it is going to be today. I always love AJ moments like this when our listeners get very vulnerable with us. So vulnerable, in fact, that they are willing to send us nude photos. It's kind of my favorite thing because I am very voyeuristic.
Truly, you are. You were just posting that thing about, I don't know, how like Asia is doing clear bathrooms, and you're like, leave the door clear. Do not make it a cover. I want people to see everything.
Okay, well, shout out to Fox 5, because last night I was on Like It or Not, which is their kind of magazine-style show that they do, and all they do is go through topics, and they go, do you like it or do you not like it, right? So in Tokyo, they are doing these clear, opaque bathrooms, so you can see if they're clean, if they're not clean, and then once you go in and close and lock the door, apparently the sides become opaque and you go to the bathroom. But like I said on the show, would I really care if I was in Tokyo and people were watching me go to the bathroom? No, it's Tokyo. I feel like that's what people do.
It is. It's open grounds for anything. It's Tokyo.
Open grounds. Guys, welcome to the Hey Frage podcast. We are live right now on Twitter, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, start a watch party because today's show is not safe for work, which is even better. Put your headphones in. We have a listener who has trusted us to send us dick pics. He sent us pictures of his penis and he wants to know our honest truth. He says that he gets mixed reviews when he hooks up with women, if we think it is small or if we think it's on average and what he can do about it. So AJ, I am curious, you've seen the photos.
Yeah, I was mid eating my multivitamins. I choked on them. I go, oh, what the hell is this? Not in a bad way, because I'll reveal my actual thoughts. But yeah, you know, preface it when you're going to send me pics, Sarah. Thanks.
So we have these photos, and I want to know what you think of the whole review. So we're going to get into that, okay? And then, of course, we have to talk pop culture. Somebody from my past who is, I would say, a D-list celebrity. That might be generous. He basically was been all over my Instagram yesterday. I'll tell you the story, and then I really think that we should have him as a guest on the show, but I want to know your thoughts. And then more drama with Ellen, which we have to discuss.
That, I think, is going to be going on for a really long time until she recovers fully, but I'm super excited.
So, and by the way, too, our friend Bowtie Joe, a.k.a. Joe Pesetto, is actually going to join us live. Joe is a financial advisor, and he's giving us 3 tips right now where you can start saving money through COVID, which might seem crazy if you are in between jobs, if your job has been on hold or you've been furloughed. But in fact, it's a great time to start building wealth. So he'll join us at the end of the show. I want to thank our sponsors. If you haven't checked out WearYourCause.co, amazing jewelry company that just makes jewelry to rock your cause. They believe that everybody should have and use their voice for something they believe in. WearYourCause.co, so it's not .com, it's .co, is making amazing jewelry, including these awesome BLM bracelets. You can go and check them out today and use code Sarah15 for 15% off your order. We love this woman-owned business. She's fantastic. WearYourCause.co and use code Sarah15 to get 15% off your first order. Goes for saucy.com. We love Saucy. You want alcohol delivered to your home? Boom, you can get it. Saucy works in major cities all across the country, and all you do is put in your alcohol order. So you want vodka, you want mezcal, and you want mixers? How about club soda, lemons, limes? They do it all for you. Now, they do check your ID when they come to the door, so be prepared. I know a lot of underage kids listen to the show. Now that you should be. You should be 18 plus listening to this content. Anyway, saucy.com is the app, or you can find them and order on the website. Use code HEYFRASE, HEYFRASE. You also get 10% off your first order and enjoy. You've used them, by the way, AJ, right?
Yes, I'm obsessed with them. They are in major cities right now, but expanding. But you guys, they've got everything from vodka to seltzers to wine to snacks, everything.
And the great part is like literally if you're getting ready to party on a Friday night, boom, you put your order in and then like it's delivered to your door.
30 minutes. You just got to show your ID to the guy who scans it. And then, boom, you've got alcohol right at your door.
Saucy.com. Okay, so small penis syndrome is a real thing. It's a plague, apparently, for men. We had a gentleman who saw a YouTube show that we did, I think, I don't know, maybe even a year ago, where we talked about an article that said, you know, things that men with small penises can do to essentially appear larger. So this guy wrote to me and he said, if I send you some pictures of my stuff, will you give me an honest review? And I said, of course. I mean, we are always honest on this show. So he sends the pictures. I say to you, hey, I'm going to send you these photos and I want to know your honest opinion. So tell me, when you saw them, what were your first reactions? How would you describe it?
I opened up the picture. I'll be honest. I thought I saw, now this is from afar, right, guys? I hadn't opened it up yet. I thought it was 2 balls because that was the size of the, I think it wasn't hard. So I'm trying to figure out, I was trying to figure out if it was hard or flaccid. Like I couldn't tell. You told me that that was flaccid. So then I was like, all right, send a picture of the hard. Now you go into like the hard. What was your initial thoughts?
Okay, so he did us a favor and I'm curious, like if you're in the comments, you can let us know what you think. So he sent us a picture of the penis erect. Now he's a very hairy guy. Okay, so I'm going to say that. My first tip for him would be you need to do some serious manscaping.
It could be during pandemic times, but still, manscape away.
But you can easily buy a nice set of trimmers, and you need to somehow differentiate your leg hair from your pubic hair. When it all grows into one, it's a little, I think your penis size almost gets lost in the fact that you have this overwhelming plethora of hair. You know what I'm saying?
Completely.
So that would be my first tip. But he showed us a picture of his erect penis next to a measuring tape, and it's over 4 inches. So to me, I did some research. The average size erect penis is 5.1 inches. You're not that far off.
You're not far off. Also, remember what we said in the episode? There's way more things that can be done with an average size, okay? Now listen, it's confidence is key here, okay? So I don't understand. It's the same for women. or anybody that's dealing with like low confidence. You just have to have a really high confidence in like your abilities and then go into it being like, I'm going to rock your world. And then you drop your pants and they're like, what's that? And it's like, wait and see. And then just be confident. That's my advice.
I agree with you. I think be confident. I did not think, I'm getting permission from him because I want to post these pictures on the website on heyfrage.com and I want people to give their genuine opinion. But I think this guy is suffering, and I put this, we talked about it, it's in the prep. So small penis syndrome is a little known condition that's becoming a plague for men. Just like modern women who are trying to meet the latest beauty standards, men are trying to get a bigger dick. What's small penis syndrome? It's a penile dysmorphic disorder, or they call it PDD, that many men with averagely sized penises suffer from. Guys who are diagnosed with this condition tend to get highly anxious over their penis size, albeit most of them have normal sized penises. I think this guy has a normal sized penis. A lot of men possess small dicks, but not every man is courageous enough to admit it. Identifying the correct penis size is tricky, yet it's highly important for each guy to know his penis size. If size is truly small, is it possible to enlarge without surgery? And they say yes, that there are products that can help you, including the California Exotics Sapphire Magnum Ring, which goes on your schween and can help you look bigger and last longer. Now, we're not endorsed by them, but we should be. Really, we should.
I just think you guys have to be okay. So
this is the Magnum penis enlarger that can help. Surgery doesn't work, by the way.
Okay.
So he can buy toys and things like that, but they say even like creams, lotions, none of that work.
Got you. Well, I wouldn't really trust creams, lotions. What are you supposed to put it on, and then it's just supposed to make it grow like a little furry pet or something?
Yeah, I don't think it works. But I'm going to tell you, I am an advocate for small penises because I don't know about you, AJ, but I've been with some monster-sized dicks. And at first, it seems like it's going to be great. But then after a while, it's actually painful. And I might be on an island on this one, but I'm telling you, like, I like a 5 to 6 inch penis. And by the way, in that article, they said if you have larger than a 6 inch penis erect, you are a rarity. So that's
See, Ben, see?
That goes to show you that most men are average.
Okay, here's my little tidbit about average to small. A lot of those guys have done the research. They know all of the ways. Like, they'll make up for their size, right? Also, me, coming from me, I am insecure about certain parts of my body. But I realized when you're doing it, nobody's looking at that. They're enjoying right. The experience. They're trying to just, like, do it. So, same with women. The thing is inside me. I can't look at it. You know, I'm not grading you on your size when we're actually in the act. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Yeah. And big, exactly. Just like Alexandra's saying. Yeah, yes, it's good for like a night in Vegas. And then after that, I'm just going to go back and trust me. The men know what to do with it. We're talking, move it around. Also, it depends on what you like stimulating. Like, are you an insert? Like, how do you get off?
Oh, well, I mean, you got to have more. Like, I feel like for most women, you need a lot of tools. Like, you need apparatuses. You need finger action, too. Like, most women are not, like, having the big O just from a penis. They're not. It's like you need to add a vibrator motion. You're doing some other things. It's very hard for most women to achieve O just, like, with a penis of any size. So
just going in and out, right? Yes, you need stimulation on all the areas.
by the way, Michelle says... This convo is giving me life this morning. Well, Michelle, what is the answer? Because this is the age-old debate. Does size matter? And I'm telling you, size does not matter. It's about confidence, like AJ said. It's like, what other things are you doing? Are you confident in the bedroom? Can you use your fingers? Can you use other things? And I also have a list of the best positions for people with small penises for this guy who does not want his name out there publicly.
Great. Let's go into him.
So let me give you the list. Here are the ones. And this is small penis positions. These are the best to make your partner feel like you are well endowed. Number one, of course, is fingering. They say that one always works. Add fingers to it. And I told you guys, famously, there is someone on the Kane show who used to hook up with people who has an extremely small penis. He is very, very small. But the person that he hooked up with, she would always say he's amazing with his fingers. So it made up for it. And she continued to date him for a very long time.
Okay.
Flexed doggy style. Start with doggy style where you are on your hands and knees with your partner and is kneeling behind you. Then drop your chest, head to the bed, tilt your butt up in the air. The more you can curve your back, the better and deeper action.
Well, this is all depends on the woman right here. Okay, this is like, I'm helping you out, buddy, because this position is like, it's like, snap your back in half so that they can insert their small penis.
And Max is, of course, our intern. He's working behind the scenes producing the show today. Max, it's in the show prep. Can you post a link to this article in the chat so people can find this? They say a propped up reverse cowgirl. In this position, your partner is lying down with a pillow underneath his butt. So basically, that's going to give you more oomph if you have a smaller penis. This will press his hips forward and expose more of the peen. And you're sitting on top of him, but facing forward towards his feet. They give diagrams for this. They also say props assisted, which of course, like we said, wedged pillows, ice cubes can be a game changer, as well as vibrators. And you need a yoga hammock in your house, apparently.
Mm, you guys should definitely get one of those. The ones that hang off the door posts.
Yes.
The door frames.
Khloe Kardashian used to have one with Lamar, and I always wanted one of those sex yoga hammocks.
They look comfy, except I would fall asleep, to be honest. I'm like, this is really comfortable.
This is so relaxing. Anyway, I'll say it forever. I am a fan of small peens. I do not want a monster dick. And are you going to, okay, TMI.
Once again, this is all the woman doing the work. We're showing a picture where she's on top and she's reverse cowgirl. Okay, this is all in your legs. What are the men doing here?
Well, he's propped up his penis for it to have more, like, to appear.
Oh, thanks. You're putting your ass on a pillow? Wow.
I absolutely love this. I think don't be ashamed of what you got. You got to rock it. You've got to own it. And I say go for it. Anyway, I am very honored that that man trusted us enough to send your picture. So thank you, sir. I'm hoping he gives us permission to use the pictures on our website because, you know, I'm learning the hard way that when you don't get permission, you get fined. So, you know, hopefully this guy will be cool with it.
Okay, wait. Now, people do want to know what Max thinks of this. Do we want to get him in here, or should we save it for when we show the pictures?
Yes, Max, you're our hot intern. Get in here. You're the only guy on the show, the only male energy. What are your thoughts, Max, about this guy who you've seen the edited version of his penis that was not erect? He's got a four inch and maybe two inches penis. 4.1, 4.2, a little over 4 inches. What do you think?
So it was definitely small. So he doesn't have lots to work with. So, I mean, I agree with what y'all were saying. If I were in that position, I feel like I would just get really good, like, with my mouth, you know what I mean? Like, in other ways, like, so I can perform. But either way, the confidence thing that AJ was talking about is the most important thing because that's all it is, really.
Pretend it's not even a thing. Like, pretend that size isn't even a conversation.
And, Max, you've probably hooked up with women with three nipples. Like, as long as they rock it and they're comfortable, what do you care, right?
I mean, I haven't seen a third nipple. I don't know. Women can be bad at sex too, though. So that's like a common misconception. So, I mean, it goes both ways.
For sure.
My thing is, though, I don't know. I haven't received any complaints, so I'm going to just keep doing what I need to. But like weird fun fact, but I didn't really make anyone climax today. I was like 19. So, I mean, it's a learning process, you know, it takes a couple of years.
Well, that's true. But that's also bold that they admitted to you because I would always
I knew that myself because I had to get someone do it until I was 19. Nah, because like I made it happen when I was 19 and I was like, so everyone else was lying.
Oh, shit. That was a coming to life moment.
Oh, yeah. It was a crazy moment to have. But like, I mean, I adjusted and I made the right thing to what I was doing. I was young, so.
Of course, 19, yes. If you're starting around,
yeah. Every time, it's a lot.
Max.
It is a lot.
What makes a woman bad in bed, by the way? Because we spend a lot of time talking about the fellas. What makes a woman bad in bed?
She's not doing anything. Teeth, anywhere. Oh. Teeth, for sure. If it hurts, that, like, for sure. And then, like, if it's boring in any way, like, talk a little bit, I don't know. Let me know you're there.
I need to work on that myself.
Let me know you're there.
That's just me. Like, not everyone's like a talker. I'm not even that big of one.
Now, Schman says that I'm too chatty in bed. It's like, he's like, you know what? It's so much. He says,
are you talking sexy or are you talking business?
He says to me, you know, you can give it a break at times. Like, you know, you can mix in the dirty chat and then you can like pause, you know, you can let it sit in. He says that I miss the effect because it's so much all the time. And I'm like, Schman, it's because, Schman, like when we first made love, it was like fucking a ghost. You know, I mean, it was like, are you there?
Silence.
Are you there? someone get his pulse, you know? But then, like, he's gotten better. And then he just says to me now, it's sometimes it's just you talk so much throughout sex. And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, thank you, Max. I don't want to be like, how much silence do you need? You need something, you know?
I agree with that.
I'm worried about that for when I get married, though, too. Because, like, when I'm thinking about, like, talking when you're in bed, at least, like, as a single person, that's when you get to talk reckless like you're married. So once I'm married, it's like.
That's so true.
You feel me? Yeah. So yeah, I do think about that.
It's weird because in a relationship, I'm almost scared to talk because I know that I'll have to hear about it. Like, hey, you were so weird last night. But when it's like just a random hookup, it's like, bitch, I'll say anything.
Man, like, let's just have fun.
Because you don't care what they think. Yeah.
What do you and Schminks do, though? Do you talk a lot during sex?
I try to because it's something I need to work on. But to be honest, I am a freak in the streets, but what is it? I'm a freak in the sheets. I'm a lady in the sheets, but a freak in the streets. So like I'll just be like, I don't really like to talk. I just like do a lot of sounds, if you will. And then it's something I'm like working on because I know that is always like really fun. But yeah, I just talk so much during the day. So when it's like sexy time, then
yeah. Well,
I'm just like meh.
Yeah, I have a question for y'all and then like any women in the comments actually too. Like, what goes through y'all head when you're asking a guy for like round 5? Like, do you think we can do that?
No. Oh my God, past round 3?
No, but even with like, so after round 2, it's like every round after that, like I gotta drink some water, Gatorade or whatever to get back in it. But like, at least with my current shawty, like I feel like she don't really understand that like, it's not unlimited. I gotta hit you tomorrow, you know?
If you're getting to 5, then you're good. Brother,
I mean, I'm not every time. I'm talking like if you're asking for 4, I'm like, because then I'm not gonna say no, because then it's like, dang, like I'm not doing what I need.
Round to. Guess what? 5. I've been said no to many times, and I still go back. So you're fine.
Okay, there is you.
God, I can't wait till you guys are in your 30s. I mean, if you even get to round 2, it's amazing. Like if round 1 is completed.
No, I feel like I'm in my 30s. I'm tired.
That is a you're lot.
Round 5. That's like.
I mean, I have, but...
Is she doing cocaine before you guys have sex? That seems like way too much.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's crazy.
I know she's a good girl. Wow, that's amazing. It must be nice to be 22 again.
Wow.
I mean, I'm having fun, but this is not going to last that long. I'm going to cap it at like 4. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm bored. You're bored. I don't even know why we're doing this.
I got to spend the afternoon today thinking about the last time I had sex 4 times in 1 day. I mean, I got to go back.
Same, yo. I'll tell you. It's been a while.
At what age am I about to stop like doing all that like young stuff?
Oh, you got a long way to go.
Yeah. I mean,
another 10 years.
26. 26. All right.
I don't go 5, I'll tell you. Yeah, that much.
If you go that many rounds, like, I'm not trying to have a kid. I'm also worried about that.
That's what I'm saying. Condoms are expensive.
Look, you got to do her round number 4 and then give her the plan B on the way out. Sis, you need to take this and then I'll see you tomorrow.
As long as this is empty tomorrow, we'll go to round 5.
We're still together, you know.
You have got to.
Oh my God, Max, you crack me up. Anyway, look, we need to do a whole show on just sex AMA because everybody has questions. People are in the comments. You know, anyway, Max, you're amazing. We love you.
And we need to come up with other topics because people are loving this conversation.
Yeah, I'm here for advice whenever.
I want to get to a couple more stories before we bring on Joe. All right, AJ, you have heard me tell this story about Constantine Maroulis many times in my life, right?
Oh, yes. Constantine and Sarah forever.
Constantine and Sarah forever. There was like 2 celebrities that I nearly hooked up with in my life. Prince Royce was one and Constantine Maroulis. Okay. So Constantine Maroulis, right after he finished 5th in American Idol. I only know that because I've been reading up on all his life recently.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. Who again is Constantine? Okay. He placed 5th in American Idol.
Yes. Season 3, I think, or season 4. Aviva, our girl who's like expert on pop culture, will know. So he recently came out in the news because he hooked up with multiple Real Housewives of New York, including Luann, Ramona, and Tinsley. So they all joked about that they were essentially like they had all hooked up with the same guy on the show. And then this week it was revealed that it was Constantine and he admitted it on a podcast. So I post the other day that I'm furious at Sammy K because when he came into the radio station, Constantine and I were flirting endlessly. We were totally going to hook up. He wanted my number. And Sammy told him to get out of here, pushed him in the elevator, closed the door, and was like, she has a boyfriend. I'm like, who the fuck does that? So I post on my IG. He comments in the chat because everyone was saying how gross he is.
Saw that.
I felt so bad for the guy. I almost thought, should I take this post down? That people are just like talking about how nasty he is.
I mean, it's not like he looks like Michelle Marone from 365 Days, Sarah. You know that, right?
Well, not exactly. Yeah, I know. But, you know, okay. I mean, for me, I was like, look, this guy, this guy's been in fucking Rock of Ages. Good enough for me. So we start DMing and I'm like, you need to be on this show. And he's like, absolutely. So I'm hoping that Constantine will be on Monday. We'll see if we still have this hot connection. He also says now that he had a moment with Lea Michele and he feels bad that Lea Michele is getting so much, as much backlash as she's getting. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.com. Co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Ah! Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20.
Damn. Oh, who is this PR person? How is he getting invited to all these places where A-list celebrities are? Okay, we need the same person, because guess what? We're not A-list yet, and we need to be at the parties where all of these famous people are.
Well, he will tell us on Monday. We will ask him. Anyway, I love that Constantine is having a resurgence. I think this is hysterical. Sammy got in the chat. You were in the chat. It was so funny.
In the chat. Well, let me just ask you one question. Are you mad that you could have been... We'll call it Spit Sisters.
Spit Sisters! Yes, I wanted to be Spit Sisters with Luann and Tinsley. Yes! 100%. I'm so upset. I should have gone with my gut and jumped in that elevator that day, because Constantine and I were ready to do it.
You should have. How many martinis had you had?
None. It was like 7 a.m. in the morning. He came in to promote. He was on tour post-American Idol, and I think Sammy is right. I think he was heading up to Mohegan Sun when he was leaving D.C., and I'm like... I could have been staying at Mohegan Sun in the penthouse out there in the woods of Connecticut, hooking up with Constantine.
Amazing. That hair. He's kept his hair all these years, right? He's never changed up the look. And I love that about him.
So I hope he's on the show on Monday and we get to have a moment. How do you feel, by the way, about Ellen? Fired 3 producers yesterday. We've talked a lot about Ellen. And actually, when I was doing my boss's podcast yesterday, because I do my boss at Fox 5, I co-host his podcast, he was saying, don't you find it fascinating how few Hollywood stars have come out and defended her? And in fact, more Hollywood stars have said they had horrible experiences there.
That is interesting. See, we only put out, what was it? It was Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
There's one other person, I can't remember who.
I don't know. I think this is interesting. She's obviously, Ellen is cleaning house. But she apologized. I was reading the article that said, you know, she's having meetings every single day with all of the top people on her show, and she thinks they're able to come back strong next season. Like, once they go back to back to normal, she's like, we're going to come back strong. We're going to be fine. Do you think firing the higher execs, is she almost blaming them, or is she just trying to start fresh and make it appear as though she's getting rid of the dirty laundry?
Well, I thought it was interesting in that article. I don't know if you saw that one of the executive producers that's been with her for 10 plus years feels like he's completely been scapegoated, and he's so emotionally distraught. He cannot put out a statement yet because he was so blindsided that she would fire him. So I think that the house is on fire at Ellen. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I think the make or break for this show is, does the audience come back when she is supposed to come back this fall? Do they come back with her, or is this enough to turn people off? Because this is what I say, like, I love being fully transparent on this show. She unfortunately has had this image of being super nice, nice, nice and sweet. And then, everybody believes now, obviously behind the scenes, that wasn't the case. So And to me, the thing, the hard part with Ellen is there's only like half ownership. You know what I mean? They're not really admitting like what went on there.
It's true. It's true. I think,
you know, Scooter Braun, all those people are not, Scooter Braun, Brad Garrett, these people aren't making up that she wouldn't look at them in the eye. You know what I'm saying? Like celebrity after celebrity, that is the truth.
At first, I wanted to defend her and say that as a show host, you have so much stuff going on. You've got to like get ready with your lines. You got to know the teleprompter. If there's a change in the show, it happens 2 seconds before. You've got a million people coming into your room, and it's almost impossible to have like this super great experience with every single one of your guests, as I can imagine. You know, my short stint on Bring the Funny. I mean, you've got so much stuff happening when you're about to go on stage.
Right.
I can't even imagine the level that it's at when you're of Ellen's stature, but to that degree, it's like you can at least say hi to your people, right? You can at least welcome them, say hi, welcome to the Ellen Show. Or is that not even her job? I don't know.
It is. I am addicted now to reading the stories every single day and seeing what's going on behind the scenes. Kella says that she's a huge fan. She says for every 10 people that hate Ellen, there are 200 plus that are supporting her still. She'll be just fine. So Kella, you may be 100% correct. And I think that's going to make or break it if the audience comes back.
I think the audience will come back. Yeah, she's got too big of a fan base.
Now, you do an amazing Paris Hilton impression, and you love Paris. And Paris has a popular YouTube channel now, and she's getting ready to drop her documentary September 14th about her life. The buildup for this is phenomenal, so hopefully it lives up to that. Paris gets very emotional in saying that it's very hard to apparently be even, like, know who she really is.
I believe it because there's been many talks of her that did like that baby voice is fake and everything. She's finally coming out and saying that's just a whole act that she's done to protect her real self from the trauma that she experienced in her childhood at boarding school.
And what's fascinating is she says that when she came home and told her parents, like she couldn't, she wasn't allowed to talk about it in her house, whatever this trauma is. So that was also part of the reason for the persona, like to make her own money, to be her own person, because when she went home and would try to talk to her parents about it, they like completely shut it down. So this is like the realest that I think we've ever seen Paris.
Ever. And they really do seem not necessarily super grounded. Okay, they live on like private jets, they've got yachts, but don't they seem like they never really got into drugs? Her and Nikki, like for being multimillionaires, they were raised pretty good.
That's a good question.
With discipline.
Do you think she didn't get into drugs, or she was just very much more clever than like Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson and Britney Spears at hiding it? Because I don't know. They all hung out together, and I find it hard to believe that she never did drugs with them.
I mean, I'm sure she dabbled in it, but she never got stuck in that lifestyle like all of them did. I mean, Lindsay's seen coked out of her mind in a car by paparazzi. It's like we never got those pictures of Paris. Paris is so smart, and I think she always was like led the right direction. I'm curious to see what her childhood was like, because I think this documentary is going to go into it, but...
Are you working on anything? I saw you dropped a great Paris impression on your Instagram, Andrea Lopez Comedy. Are you working on anything else for Paris for the documentary?
Yes. So I've bought my entirely pink outfit. I've got my two blonde wigs, and I'm working on a full exclusive interview once the documentary drops. You guys can find that on my YouTube and my Instagram.
And give us an impression of Paris, like the one that you did the other day. It was great.
Hi guys, I've got a huge secret that I've been keeping my whole life. I've never truly been the real Paris, and people don't actually know who I am. I don't even know who I am.
Girl, it's like spot on.
Her voice is very soft, so I have to go right up into the mic, but you guys get it. You guys get it. I don't know. I love the person she is. She's so bubbly and happy, but the real Paris is going to come out. I'm excited.
It's fire. I cannot wait to see it. Last story before we bring our friend Joe Pesetto on from JP2 Management. You guys know him as Bowtie Joe. How do you feel about, they want the cast members from Cheer, the Netflix documentary that we were addicted to, Jerry. Remember Jerry from Cheer and, of course, Monica, who was the cheer coach? So they're,
yes,
they're both apparently in talks to join Dancing with the Stars, which might be the only reason that I've tuned into Dancing with the Stars in, I don't know, 20 years.
Wait a minute. Okay, Jerry's going to be a contestant, like one of the stars, and also Monica.
Well, unconfirmed, but that's who people want. And wouldn't that be so? I'd actually watch that because of them.
Yes. Are you kidding me? Jerry, he's going to be like up on stage like, we can do this. Yes, let's go. Dancing with the Stars. He's going to bring their ratings back up so high. I'm so, they have to.
I agree. Because currently right now they have like DJs on. I mean, honestly, if you and I applied, we could be on. They'd be like, and now from Washington, D.C., a podcaster. Like she did a scene briefly in HBO's Crashing. Like the people literally that they put out, you don't even know who they are. So
I think it was Melissa Joan Hart, which you guys know. She's done Sabrina the Teenage Witch and then went into Hallmark. Okay, so I love Melissa, but honey, really, Dancing with the Stars? Stars think it's like they're going to research. Constantine Morales belongs on Dancing with the Stars.
How have they not got Constantine? That's a great question.
No idea. Because he belongs question. On there.
He really does. All right, Bowtie Joe is on the show. You know, Bowtie Joe is going to make us rich through quarantine, which is really what we're going for because, you know, quarantine fucking hit. And then I don't know about you guys, but all of our plans to get on private jets seem to just dry up. Like, I don't know. It just
dry up real fast.
It just seemed to go completely haywire. So let's bring on Joe. Hey, Joe, can you hear us?
Yeah. Do I need my microphone?
Oh, I love that.
I like the hairbrush microphone.
Yeah, there's hair. It's my daughter's, so there's hair sticking out of it everywhere that tickles. I'll have to hold it away from my mouth.
Hold it away from your mouth. I will say this. I enjoy JP2 Management's offices, though. I'm liking the barn door look and the... You know what? You're actually a pretty good decorator.
You know, there's a... there's a little fridge back here. I got my medals, which, you know, you get them for running 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, stuff like that. And, you know, to my daughters, daddy won. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
When did you ever run a marathon? I've known you for years and I've never seen you jog.
Are you kidding?
What?
I don't take you jogging with me. Are you kidding?
No, I want to ride in the back on the tag along. Like, I wouldn't be in that little like bassinet thing they have for kids on the bikes.
And then I really am an enormous person to be jogging a marathon, right? Like, there's no way that this body should be going on a marathon. For the most part, I just do like CrossFit and stuff like that, which is a little bit more appealing for my body style. And I'll run 5Ks, 10Ks. My cousin does Ironmans, and I'm, you know, I don't know. I try to match him.
You, for people who don't know, you became a friend of ours. You were a big fan of DC's 107.3 when we had Sarah Ty and Mel.
And then
I went back to Kane Show. You insane.
You were a Kane Show fan?
Yes. I used to walk my dog and listen to you donkeys every morning.
We really were donkeys. So anyway, we meet you over the years, right? And so Sammy and I are like, okay, well, you're awesome. You're fun to hang out with. You helped Sammy initially with Snacklins. Then like you just like came to all of our live shows. So naturally we felt like now that you have your own business, I have my own business, it was time to partner. You have JP2 Management where you take on financial clients and you've been a longtime financial advisor.
Yep. I started 22 years ago when I was like a baby. And I started at Wells Fargo and I hated the grind, and so I went out on my own.
So you're taking on new clients, and you know you obviously give free consultations to any of our listeners. They can find you at jp2management.com, and you help people grow their wealth, right? Starting from whatever, $5,000, $500, whatever they have, and it's a long-term thing.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. The big thing is that most people think financial advisors are, well, so this is, I mean, you, There's three things that I can really give you to kind of get you started. But one of them is you can't get overwhelmed with the financial system. I mean, it's just, it gets so overwhelming. And what do I pick? And how much does it cost? And this advice and that advice. And one person says it's going up and one person says it's going down. And do I focus on my credit? Do I pay stuff off? Do I invest? And there's so many questions. And I, you know, the big thing is you just start.
Yeah.
Don't worry about all the questions. Don't worry about being the wrong thing. Just start.
Well, Joe, I wanted you to really quickly give our listeners three tips that they can start saving and building wealth during COVID, because you turned me on to an app called Acorn, which I had never heard of. And Acorn essentially, tell me about it. I just downloaded it and you link it to your bank account.
Yeah. So I actually got this from one of my clients' sons. He called me up one day and he's like, I got this Acorns app. Does this make sense? And I started doing some research on it and it's perfect. It's free. Everybody's favorite four-letter word, free.
Yep. Right?
And there's, you just link it to your bank account, you choose an investment, and then it basically is the same concept as taking your change and putting it in a jar. It just rounds up to the nearest dollar, collects those pennies and change, and then every week just sends the money off and invests it. And you don't even have to think about it.
I love it. It's an amazing app. Check out Acorn for sure. It's a free app today. Okay, what's your second tip?
The second tip is don't get overwhelmed. So a lot of people are like, well, I would do the Acorns, but is it safe to put to my bank account? And what is the investment? Just don't even think about it. How much money should I do every week? Don't think about it. Just do it. Because the more you think about it, the more it's going to sit in the back burner. And then it's going to be a year is going to go by the time you start doing it.
Love that. And then
the third thing for me is 401ks. Everybody's got retirement plans that they left at old companies. I'm sure you do. You've been in a million companies and you got 401ks here, 401ks there. And little, maybe you don't have any retirement money.
Oh, yeah. Do I? Okay. Yeah.
The average baby boomer has like 50 grand in retirement money. That's what's scary about this.
That's very scary.
Yeah, super scary. Wow. So that's why I'm saying don't get overwhelmed. Don't worry about how much money you got. Don't worry about if you're behind or ahead. Just start and start going, because you're never gonna get going unless you start. But the 401ks, the IRAs, you're sitting at home doing nothing. You know, call the 800 number. Roll those things over, put them all in one so you can at least focus it. And that's something that, you know, if you email me, so much of this stuff, it just takes an expert to be able to. It's funny, I was like writing this stuff down and I was like, hey, pro tip. And then I thought about it. I'm like, hey, I am a pro. It is really a pro tip, right? That's funny. So I was like, hey, pro tip, roll over all your 401ks into an IRA. That might seem overwhelming. You know, just send me an email. I can help anybody out. Because the thing is that you're going to run into a question on the stupid application that you're not going to know the answer to. And I can tell you right now, it's probably not going to matter. You just got to keep going.
Joe, you're the best. Last thing, people are saying that you're a handsome hot dad. He's a... Don't hate on yourself, Joe. According to Aviva, he's a handsome daddy.
Yeah. The funniest thing is this morning, I comb my hair, and I realized it's the second time I've combed my hair this year.
All of COVID. There you go.
Wow.
And then I saw your thing about the frat boy getting a job.
Yeah, Chad.
Oh yeah, I gotta show you this though.
No, we have to go.
Yes, dude, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God, you went from Bowtie Joe to
Chad Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, look, we love you. Your website is jp2management.com. If you have a financial question, you can reach out to me at any point.
jp2management.com, yeah. You guys take care of yourself.
I am coming to you, Joe. I need help.
By the way, I said you both need to call me.
We will.
I do. I am. Love you, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Thanks for being on the show.
You guys, just a reminder, we are still selling our amazing merch. You can go to heyfrage.com, click on the shop page, support the show by purchasing our merch. It is there today. We love you guys so much. Hopefully, we'll be announcing later this afternoon our really fun guest for tomorrow's show. We will see you then. Andrea, where can people find you and follow you?
At Andrea Lopez Comedy. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Boom. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody. Podcast by Friday.